Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio. He's Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner and operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. Write this information down. You're going to want to reach out to Ben. It may be tomorrow, it may be in the near future, it may be a year from now. You never know, but you're going to want to listen to Ben. But here's how you reach out to him: 855-291-5005, or you could also go online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me on today. And as always, look forward to talking to the listeners and hopefully providing some great value and information for them today.
Absolutely. And, you and I spoke right before the program today. You were sharing a couple of stories on, and I'll let you tell the story, but essentially what it was you met with a homeowner. You did all the evaluation. You made a really attractive and fair offer to buy their house, as is. And then they called you back. And that's where the story gets interesting. I'll let you take it from there.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. Yes, met with a homeowner, and he had contacted a couple different companies.
Yeah, yeah.
And spoke to me, told me all about the house. I sent him a proposal for the property, and he called me and said, well, I have an offer that is the numbers on it is more than what you're willing to pay. Are you willing to come up on your offer, or is there anything else that you can provide that would provide more value than this other offer? And I said, no. I said, if you're comparing apples to apples and he's going to give you a net figure that is higher than mine and accomplish the same thing, which was letting him stay in the house for more than 30 days and all the benefits that we offer, I said, I'd probably take the other offer too.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the end of the conversation.
Yep.
For the time being. And about 4 days later, though, he called me back because one of the things is he wanted to close within a few days, but stay in the house, or he wanted to close in a few days to have the funds to buy a new house.
Okay.
But not move until 30 or so days afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a common thing that we work with.
It's a timing issue.
Correct, yeah. Correct. And apparently the other offer that he thought he had was not what he was told.
Ah.
And so he decided to go with our offer because I could give him the benefits that were of value that he expected with that house sale.
See, so that's interesting. So I tell this story all the time. That falls into the category, squarely into the category of overpromise and underdeliver. And so for our audience, you know, some of these offers, some of these services that sound fantastic, you have to wonder, is there a gotcha in there? Or maybe it's just not quite as attractive as it was sold or promoted. And that's exactly what happened here.
That's exactly what happened, yes. And I'm not sure how often that happens to people, but there certainly are companies out there, like we've talked about, Steve, in the past, that are what are called in the industry wholesalers, that if you look at their website, they state that they buy houses. On the phone, they will tell you they buy houses. If someone even comes to your house to look at it, they will tell you that they're going to buy your house. But if you look at the paperwork closely, they sometimes have closing dates of 21 to 30 days from the time of signing the agreement. Their mode of operation is that they want to get their inspectors or their contractors into the house before they close to get quotes. But these so-called quote-unquote contractors are actually potential buyers that they are hoping to flip that contract to. And so if that's the case, I'm not saying all the companies are like that because they're not, but there's certainly some of them out there that are. And if you think the house is sold, but it's one of these wholesalers, it can leave you in a very bad position.
Well, because they own the rights to that property for a period of time, whatever your contract says.
That's correct.
And so what you're saying is that, okay, hey, we'll buy your house. But in reality, now they do not have the cash in hand to buy that house.
Correct.
Or they're not willing to do that. And so all they're trying to do is then advertise your house and then sell it to someone else, collect the proceeds, and then pay you what the offer was. And if they don't get that done, you are led down a road that is not so good.
That's correct. And I've heard of situations where they will either tell the homeowner, you know, I didn't realize that your house needed more work than what we thought it did.
Ah.
And so they will try and negotiate a lower price so that they can accomplish their flip.
Yeah.
Their flip of the contract, or they'll just disappear and you won't hear from them again. And or sometimes if the original contract states that they have maybe 90 days to accomplish what they want to accomplish, and you as a seller realize, you know, this is something that I didn't realize was happening, I want to get out of the contract.
Yep.
I've heard of situations where this wholesaling company will sue the homeowner to enforce their contract.
Mm.
Not a good situation.
Nope. So look, just avoid all that and call Ben. The individuals that I have on my program, Senior Care Live, are straight up trustworthy individuals and trustworthy services. Ben is as great as it gets. Ben is a veteran-owned business, top ratings from the Better Business Bureau. Been in business for well over 20 years doing all of it. How long? How many years?
Just went over 28 years.
Okay. Year. Okay. Well, all right, darn near 30. So I was shortchanging you on that. But yeah, so Ben knows what he's doing. Okay. You can trust Ben. He's going to make you an offer. If it looks great, go for it. If you want to go a different path, I mean, he might even recommend go a different way. But here's the bottom line. Give Ben a call if you're thinking about selling your house. You want the convenience of downsizing and just moving out of your house as is, and not leave all the stuff in the house to Ben, the repairs and everything, and walk away from it. 855-291-5005. That's toll free anywhere in the country. 855-291-5005. And he has an excellent website, homedownsizing.com. And Ben, we were also talking about interest rates. A lot of folks, I think, felt like maybe they were gonna start to fall, and maybe there's been just a tiny bit of movement, but they're still like around 7%, aren't they?
Depending on where you're at, that's correct. The long-term 30-year mortgage rates are still around 7%, which is still making it expensive for a lot of people to get into to buying a home these days. That's correct.
And, you know, we all, and maybe I remember, and this has been a long time ago, this has been, you know, the late 70s, I remember 12, 13, you know, 18%,
or higher.
Yeah, maybe even 20. So it was just crazy. So relative to that, 7 doesn't seem so bad, but we got spoiled rotten on, you know, 2.5-3% for a really long time. But the bottom line is they're not coming down, and it's still a pretty good seller's market. We could use some more inventory, but you mentioned that a lot of these large corporations, for the first time maybe in a long time, they're actually selling more of their inventory than they're buying. So what effect does that have on the market?
That's a story that I saw earlier this week, Steve, that I believe in the first half of this year, there were more net sales from investors or investment companies than there were purchases since, I believe, 2021 or before that. And so, again, this is very locality dependent.
Sure.
So in some areas, you're not, they're not going to see the effects of this as much as other areas. But, you know, some of the areas, even back in 2014, 2015, parts of Florida where a company would have 15,000 houses in that one metro area. And that was just one company back then even.
Wow.
And so depending on what these companies do, they can really influence a local market if they decide to liquidate or anything like that. And so what it's going to do locally, you know, here in Kansas City, who knows?
Yeah.
But just be aware that there are factors out there that influence your housing market that most people might not think about.
Well, and if they sell a bunch of their houses, it's going to flood the market with inventory, and now you have a lot more supply. And maybe that exceeds the demand, and all of a sudden, then the home prices or the sales price is going to drive that down a little bit, potentially.
Might come down and might make the 7% interest rates, you know, more affordable to buy. So,
again,
just depends on your local market.
Excellent. Reach out to Ben. So check it, homedownsizingsolutions.com, or you can just tighten that up a little bit, homedownsizing.com, 855-291-5005. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. In reference to a person's mortgage, the payoff is the same as your balance due. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. In reference to a person's mortgage, the payoff is the same as your balance due. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, why is that statement false?
Well, Steve, when a person receives a monthly statement from their mortgage company, they usually have a balance on there. And of course, that's the principal balance. But a payoff is always going to be something a little bit different. But especially in situations that I've run into in the last couple of weeks, actually, where, and this might not be an issue with your listeners near as much as the general population, I guess I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
But in one situation, a person had been behind on their mortgage back when, actually when COVID happened several years ago. And during that time, they signed what they thought was a modification to their mortgage with the lender. And it actually ended up being, instead of a modification for their primary loan, it was actually paperwork to create a second loan.
Oh, boy.
And they had really no idea that they had even signed anything like this. And apparently, they weren't the only ones in this situation. Our title company had heard of this happening numerous times with a large nationwide lending company.
Wow.
So instead of having a payoff amount for around $150,000, they actually had two loans that required about $180,000 or $90,000, which made the debt more than the house was worth.
Oh, my. Now they're upside down.
So they're upside down, which would have required a short sale, what's called a short sale, in order to sell that property. A second issue was a gentleman that, I mean, anytime a person gets into not being able to make mortgage payments is an unfortunate situation. But in this especially was a health-related issue that had been going on now for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he also was under the assumption that he owed about $230,000 or so.
Yep.
And when we requested a payoff from the lender, because it had almost gone to a foreclosure sale, he actually owed closer to $280,000.
Oh, boy. So what happened? What made up that difference?
You have things like when a person is not making the mortgage payments, then the lender has the ability to make property tax payments to the local municipality for tax payments.
Okay.
Home insurance and back payments, back interest, legal fees. There can be all kinds of different things that a person doesn't think about.
Late fees and penalties and all of that stuff.
Yeah, all of that stuff add up as well. And so when a person thinks, okay, I don't owe, I owe X, well, it can be a lot more than X by the time you include all of those items. And fortunately for him, even though he contacted us less than a week before the foreclosure sale, even though this has been going on for 2 years now, the lender was willing to stop and postpone the sale because we showed him a purchase agreement that our company was going to buy the house,
mm-hmm.
and a proof of funds that we could actually financially do that.
Okay.
So that's another situation where a wholesaler probably does not have a real proof of funds, but we could show him something from the bank that we had the proof of funds. So we're in the process of closing that right now.
Okay. And then what that did was it saved him from getting literally kicked out of his house because of foreclosure.
That's correct. So because he was in the kind of a unique situation that he still had equity in his house, but we're able to buy that house, let him stay there for a few months so that he and his family can transition to a new home without being pushed out of their current home.
Yep. And just kind of start over with the clean slate.
That's correct. At least have some money in his pocket from the equity instead of some people, understandably, nobody wants to lose their home. But some people hang on to that home for so long that they lose any equity that they would have had. And they're kind of a slave to that house.
Yeah.
Which is not a good situation either. So at least he's able to get out of the house, get a new home, and have some money to start over with.
If this is resonating with you, I know this is turning some heads. I can feel it right through the radio waves. Reach out to Ben Socek. He knows what he's doing. He may be able to help you, even in a difficult situation like we just discussed with these couple of clients here. 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Home Downsizing Solutions is not one of these. I think they're, in my opinion, I think it's a little bit shady to potentially misrepresent yourself and say, oh, you're going to buy it. And when you really have no intention of buying that property, you're just trying to find a buyer to buy that contract, and then you would just send them the net. So I don't like that. So with Home Downsizing Solutions, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff, any of that funny business. Homedownsizing.com, 855-291-5005. And Ben, tell us about your book. You have a really, really helpful workbook that can help people who are in that downsizing mode.
Correct. One, I have the Stress-Free Home Downsizing book that's available on Amazon. And I would love for your listeners to go to Amazon, buy a copy, and hopefully you like it and give me a good review because could certainly utilize those on Amazon.
Sure.
But if you would like a free copy of our Stress-Free Home Downsizing workbook, you can just go to Home Downsizing Solutions or homedownsizing.com. Go to the resources tab. There's a number of free resources under that tab that you can download. And one of those is that workbook that you can download. And I think it would be a good resource if you are looking at selling a house and moving to a smaller home, apartment, or other type of senior living community.
And I'll tell you what, and we've talked about this before, but I've spoken with so many people, and you've spoken with way more than I have, but most people, that's the hardest part of moving is, oh my gosh, what do I do with all this stuff, and what can I take with me? What do I need to sell, donate, throw away, et cetera, et cetera. And this workbook would help you work through all of that.
That's correct. I think it really is. Not that it's just me talking about my resource here, but I've been told by other people that it's a really good resource if you are in that process because, yes, I've talked to a lot of people that want to downsize or they know that they really need to downsize, but they just have no idea where to start. And so this can certainly start a person with that process.
So you go to homedownsizing.com and then go to the resources and then find what's that workbook called again?
The Stress-Free Home Downsizing Workbook.
All right. Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for coming in today. Excellent as always.
Thank you, Steve, for having me. Have a great day.
All right. We'll have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, so earlier this week, I had a really interesting conversation with a super nice lady. She said, hey, we listen to you on the radio, and we've listened to you for years, and now the time has come. We believe that we need your service. So she was going through and explaining their whole situation, and it was complex, but this is what, you know, we at Senior Care Consulting, I mean, we work with these different situations every single day. And then she started, it spawned all kinds of questions, as it always does. So I was explaining all of the details that are relevant to her situation and her needs. And I was providing a tremendous amount of information, just in a phone conversation over the phone, like I always do. And then she stopped. And then she just blurted out, wait a minute. The other place I called, they didn't tell me anything about any of this. And I'm like, oh boy, you talked to somebody else also? She goes, well, yeah, I did. What happened was she had called one of these free referral services. Free is a powerful word, folks. I'm going to talk you out of that here in just a second. I'm going to make my point very loudly and clearly. Ever since she signed up or just did a basic inquiry from the quote-unquote free referral service, her phone has just been exploding with, I don't know how many, dozens and dozens of calls in a short period of time from very aggressive salespeople. This is what happens when you do that. You touch their website. They do, even if you don't fill out a form, they do data mining. And they go back to your IP address, which tells them your name, your phone number, your address, all of your information. They can go backwards and contact you that way. God forbid if you fill out a form. If you fill out a form, you are theirs. That is sent out to all kinds of their business partners who are then trying to get to you first to make their sale. This is the kind of stuff that you get, folks. It's not free at all, by the way. I'll explain that in a minute. And I said, and she was just perplexed. She's like, well, wait a minute. You're getting into all sorts of things that I mean, I really appreciate it too, by the way. I had no idea how this works and how that works and all these things. She said, this is a lot more of a complex situation than I thought. And you have really opened my eyes. They didn't say a single word about any of that. And I just started laughing and I said, well, ma'am, of course not. Of course they didn't. And then she said, well, why? And I said, ma'am, I'm a real consultant. They're just trying to make a sale. They're going to tell you just enough to get you just interested enough to choose one of their contracted business providers. So they don't really have an incentive to educate you on all the things that I just reviewed with you, simple conversation over the phone. They just need you to choose one of their contracted facilities so that they can receive their several $1,000 kickback. That's all they need. So if they spend all this time talking to you about all these other things, it doesn't really benefit them. So they're going to spend the least amount of time with you and tell you just enough to get you interested in one of their partner providers. You choose that partner provider, you move in. What they've done was, A, they accomplished their goal of increasing the occupancy for their business partner, and B, once you move in, that business partner strokes them a check for thousands and several thousand dollars. That's how it works. It's not free at all. Not free at all. So I just thought that was interesting. I said, ma'am, I'm an actual consultant. I educate you on stuff. They're just trying to make a sale. Such a stark difference. So I'm working with just this wonderful fella, and he's pretty heartbroken that he can no longer care for his wife, who has Alzheimer's. He's done a great job for her, but everyone has their limits, and he's approaching his, and he knows it. And so we're in the middle of, you know, conducting our research, trying to identify our top options. And I checked out one place that was kind of within the location parameters. And I was just shocked at what I ran into. And so this would be at the long-term care level. And this is some of what you get with an actual consultant at Senior Care Consulting. We don't just recommend places on our list that are going to give us our kickback. Okay, we researched the entire marketplace. And I had one client one time. He said something that it's always stuck with me. He said, "Steve, along with you knowing the best options available for us," he said, "what is just as important, maybe more important, is you know the places to not go." And I said, you got that right. I know exactly where we're not going. So, and that is important. That is important. Okay. So I stumble into this one, and I just started doing the research to figure out our top options. This one is definitely did not make the list. And I looked at the penalties that they have been charged in the last 3 years. And I see that a couple of years ago, they received a penalty from the government of $131,000. Wow. That is a huge, huge penalty. So when you're running one of these places, and then you're going along, and then about every year or so, plus or minus, the state representatives will come in unannounced and do an audit, a survey. Okay, and if they find any issues, then they will write a citation. It's called a deficiency. And if it's a really bad situation, they can fine you. And if it's really bad, they can deny government payments to you or your facility until you get that fixed and cleaned up. So along with this whopping $131,000 penalty, they also had a denial of payment from Medicare and Medicaid until you get that cleaned up and fixed. That's a major, severe penalty. And then I run into a much larger penalty that happened this year. $270,000 penalty and another denial of payment. I about fell out of my chair. I have never seen a federal fine as large as that. Not even close. 131's a whopper. But twice as much, $270,000 fine. So I'm like, all right, well, so now I need to know what happened. So then I go into another part of my research. I find out that in the most recent surprise health inspection, they had 19 deficiencies, and the average for this state is 12. Okay, so they're way above average. And then I look at the number of complaints in the last 3 years that resulted in a citation or a deficiency, 60 complaints. In the last 3 years, 60. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Oh my gosh. What's going on? So then I continue with more. 9 quality of life and quality of care deficiencies, right? We have abuse and neglect deficiencies. We have resident right deficiencies, pharmaceutical deficiencies. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. So you go through here, and here is a J-level deficiency. That is as high as it gets. That means that a person's health and well-being is in immediate jeopardy. You never want to see a J. And you could have a K and an L. You don't. That's pretty rare. But if you're going to have this high level, it's usually involves one person, maybe a couple, usually one, some incident with one resident. Here is a second J-level deficiency. And it goes through, and you read. I'm not going to read all of this stuff, but I'm literally doing this live. Let me go back that couple of years where they had that $131,000 fine. 31 deficiencies during that one survey or audit. And again, the average for that state at that time was 10. Okay, so here's a question to ask yourself. Is that a place that you would ever take your loved one? That's the question. Think about it, and I'll have more in just a moment.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
All right, so back to my question. Is that place that's had 60 complaints over the last 3 years that resulted in a deficiency? Is that a place you would ever take your mother, your father, your spouse, your loved one? Most people would say no. Having a $131,000 fine, knowing that is a huge, gigantic whopper of a fine, then followed up by a $270,000 fine. I've never seen anything close to that. Is that a place you would ever take your loved one? Most people would say no, and maybe even hell no, right? There's no way. There's no way. But I got a question for you. What if that free referral service, free is such a powerful word, so attractive, it's really, you get what you pay for, folks. What if that free referral service, what if they're on their list? What if that place is on their list? And what if you're like, oh, well, I mean, I'm trusting them. I mean, it's on their list. And so, oh, yeah, well, let's just go to that. Because you weren't told any of this. Remember what the lady said? Well, you've shared so much information. They didn't tell me any of that information. Nope. They tell you just enough to make the sale. They're not incentivized to do anything different than that for this particular free referral service. There are a few of them like that. What if this place with a $131,000 fine followed up by a $270,000 fine, denial of payments and admissions bans? What if that place is on their list? 60 complaints over the last 3 years? 60? Are you kidding me? What if it's on their list? And what if you just unsuspectingly choose that one because they didn't share any of that stuff with you, any of that information? What if? That's why I gladly differentiated myself with this very nice lady who was going to use our service, by the way, to help with her situation and her need and her family. That's why I said, ma'am, I'm a real consultant. I am. How about that? They're just trying to make a sale. And she said, it's all so clear to me now. I had no idea. I had no idea. So let's take just a few minutes to compare my firm, Senior Care Consulting, with the free referral services. And I always have to put up my air quotes, free referral service. They're not free. They're not free at all. Not even remotely close. They are absolutely not free in any way. They get paid big time money to convince you to choose a place on their list. You know, there's one of these free referral services, and on their website they're bragging. Oh, look, we have agreements with a certain number of senior care providers throughout the country. Blah blah blah. And I did some quick math, and they represent less than 20% of the market, less than 20% of the options available. Oh, that's exciting, isn't it? So with a real consultant, the real consultant will explore all of your options in the market, not 20% or 18%, whatever the number is. How about that? Senior Care Consulting, we work directly for you. We represent you and your family. The free referral services represent an incomplete list, maybe even less than 20% of area facilities. They refer to them as their partner communities. They're free to you because they receive large commissions if you choose one of their recommended partner communities. That's exciting, isn't it? They are incentivized to recommend the places they have a contract agreement with. Some would call that a conflict of interest. This is why I have trademarked, with my firm Senior Care Consulting, I've trademarked the phrase, a placement service with integrity. We don't receive a single penny. Never have, never will. And look, I've been offered the moon. I have been offered so much money and airfare for my wife and I to Hawaii. That's thousands of dollars. Season tickets to the Chiefs. Are you kidding me? You can't get those anymore. They're worth so much. I don't know how much they're worth now. It's a ridiculous amount of money. One lady had a stack of brand new crispy $100 bills on her desk, saying I could buy more toys for my kids that Christmas. Now, that one made me mad. I said, are you kidding me? You're dragging my kids into your bribery? Shame on you. Shame on you. Fortunately, she retired right after that, and I don't have to deal with her anymore. But anyway, it's unbelievable, folks. A placement service with integrity is what we offer. Senior Care Consulting, our job is to help you make critical decisions. Their job is to generate revenue by helping to increase the occupancy and census of their partner communities. We don't accept reimbursement from any care provider ever. They're typically paid 80, 90, up to 100% of the first month's cost by their contracted partner communities. Again, conflict of interest. I think it's a gross conflict of interest. We research the entire marketplace to find the best place for your unique situation. These other places primarily recommend a limited number of their partner communities. You get how this is going, right? When researching the market, we do not provide your personal information, acting as a filter so that you're not contacted by any sales representatives. We represent you. It's the point of contact. Not all, but some free referral services forward your personal information to that limited list of the partner communities, and then guess what happens? It is a race to see who gets to you first. Your phone will explode, just like the lady I spoke with earlier this week. Her phone is still blowing up, just ringing off the hook. Unbelievable. We tour the communities with you. We ask a lot of questions from the perspective of a nursing home administrator or assisted living executive director. We ask really good questions that most of our clients would not know to ask. Some free referral services will tour facilities with you, but not all of them. But you'll spend hours just returning all of the calls you receive. And that's just the beginning of your journey. I could go on and on and on and on. If you want to know more about that, go to seniorcareconsulting.com and then click on Why Choose Us. All that information is there. Here's the bottom line. If you want an objective consultant that's not on the take, that works directly for you and your family, if that sounds appealing to you, okay, call Senior Care Consulting. We would love to offer you a free consultation. We'll have a very good phone conversation with you. We'll see if it's a good fit both ways. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.